Well, it was in 1949, they established the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, and it was founded to protect all the people and the countries and the territories of its members, and now they're up to 29 countries, and of course, the big kahuna is the U.S., and the U.S. ambassador to NATO is Kay Bailey Hutchison, who joins us from Brussels right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, David. It's always good to talk about home, and I've been on your show many times, and you've been around a long time, actually, not since 1949, I know, but you've really had a great business-oriented program, and I've listened to it a lot.
Well, it's always fun to keep up with you because you're always doing something different. Now, NATO, you know, we hear about, but usually it's when all heck is breaking loose and NATO runs in, you know, to the rescue. Tell me about NATO for you on a day-to-day basis. What do you do?
Well, it is a fabulous alliance, and I've never seen 29 people come to consensus as much, having my experience of 20 years in Congress. We didn't nearly have the times of coherence that I find over here, and I've really enjoyed it a lot. But I will say, David, that there are some major missions that we're doing now for our overall alliance defense. And so we are meeting a lot. I've had meetings just this week with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dunford. Most certainly, I just finished talking to the head of our whole NATO command, General Scaparotti. And we are doing so much to try to stop the terrorism in Afghanistan. We are working to help the Iraqi soldiers to clear out de-ISIS, and that is becoming successful. It's amazing what the Iraqi troops have done with our allies, our NATO allies, as helpers in the air and as with advice and training. And then, of course, Russia has reared up again as a place that we have to make sure we deter from coming into Europe. And so that has become a major European deterrence initiative.
Well, and you've got troops, I know, that are in, what, Estonia and Latvia? And some of these are Texans that are there right now.
That's exactly right. I went out, as I have done so many times, to welcome a group from Fort Hood. It was the Combat Aviation Brigade that is now in a rotation in this European deterrence initiative that I mentioned. And our U.S. is leading the group in Poland, but then we have U.K. leading the group in Latvia. Well, each one is different, but UK, Canada, and Germany have each a group in Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. So we, as an alliance, have taken on the added deterrence in these countries that we decided to do after Russia illegally invaded Crimea and is now in the Ukraine, continuing to try to make trouble in Ukraine, and we're trying to help Ukraine, but we are also now looking at the other places that Russia might decide to make mischief. So we have quite a big portfolio right now, and our allies are working with us in a constructive way.
Well, it's good to hear about the cooperative tone among the 29 of you, because I didn't really know what you were walking into. We saw a lot of rhetoric leading up to the election and even after that about, well, I think 23 of the 29 member nations are not, you know, paying their fair share and are not part of it, and maybe NATO it shouldn't exist anymore because post-Cold War, it's not necessary. So has that talk calmed down a little bit?
Oh, it's calmed down a lot, because clearly we are facing many menaces in the world right now. There are 21 terrorist groups in Afghanistan. The second largest number of refugees into Europe are from Afghanistan. Syria is first, then Afghanistan. And so we are trying to help to root out these, actually it's the Afghan troops that are doing the work, but we are advising and training them so that they can stabilize their country and we will not have exported terrorism. And it's a huge effort. We also, of course, are doing the deterrence against Russia, but now that Iraq is defeating ISIS and their horrendous acts, we have to make sure that we don't have another ISIS crop up in Iraq because we left too early and ISIS reared its ugly head because America and NATO were gone. And now we are going to try to come in after ISIS is defeated, and there will be NATO trainers and people helping them stabilize so that we won't have another big terrorist operation like ISIS became.
You know, terrorism takes all forms, and what we've been seeing more and more is just cyber terrorism. Is this something that NATO gets involved in?
We do. We have a big cyber defense effort. There is a lot of cyber defense that is affecting many of our NATO allies, as well as America. And we do have a cyber defense operation. There's a center of excellence in cyber defense in Estonia that is a NATO-based center. And we are hearing more and more about cyber attacks from Russia among our allies. So, and there are many forms that this takes. Malign fake press has really been reported in many areas that cause people to either be concerned or worried or fearful, and also cause reactions that are all based on news that is being put out that is linked to Russia,
right,
that can destabilize our alliance, destabilize the people in these Western democracies.
Well, yeah, your plate sounds full. It doesn't sound like as much fun as staying up till 1 o'clock in the morning to try to keep the government running or whatever, like you used to do in the Senate. But
I don't know which is worse.
It does sound like fun. Well, I want to, if we can, we don't want to bother you, but it's great to hear your voice. We want to keep up from time to time. And see how it's going over there, and be sure they're not making you eat Brussels sprouts all the time or something.
You know, they don't even talk about Brussels sprouts over here. They're very proud of their French fries, which are not French fries. They're Belgian fries.
Exactly.
And they use mayonnaise instead of ketchup with them. It's, you know, one of my cultural learnings here. But also, the mayors of Dallas and Fort Worth are going to be coming over here this summer in an economic mission to Europe. So I'm looking forward to welcoming Texans and having a little Texas spirit here in Brussels.
Well, that'll be great. Take them over to Bruges and show them some chocolate and beer. That's a good place to be.
Oh, Bruges is beautiful. They have really just done a wonderful job. Bruges and Ghent are medieval countries that have kept their wonderful buildings, and they've restored them. It's really amazing what they've done.
That's outstanding. The U.S. Ambassador to NATO is Kay Bailey Hutchison, our guest today. Ms. Ambassador, it's good to have you with us. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, David. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.